Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Or somewhere in Central and Eastern Europe, like Poland and the Czech Republic. What do you make of it all? I mean, do you just wait for it to play out? There's not that many tools available to you.
Well, I mean, a lot of European central banks, so I'm talking about the ones at the north, and the Norwegians, the Swedish, but also Polish, etc., they have deflation too, the Swiss, of course. And what we've seen from quantitative easing, what we've seen from the weaker euro, is that what the ECB is doing is exporting their deflationary risk to these economies. So they have to fight back. On the other hand, when there is so much quantitative easing around, so much cheap money, it should improve investors' risk appetite. And these countries are likely to see some inward investment. So there will be some positives, certainly, for these economies, but they do have to fight off the impact of the weak euro.
With some very blunt instruments. So.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much indeed. That was my guest, Jane Foley of Rabobank International. Hard Currency will be back next week. But until then, you can read the latest FX news and analysis on our website, ft.com/FX. Join us again next week.